I'm very happy now to welcome James Onstad. He is a tenor who is going to be singing a concert Thursday, August 20th and Sunday, August 23rd as a benefit for the Española Valley Humane Society. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, Mary Charlotte.
And Bridget Lindquist is with us, of course, from the Española Valley Humane Society. Great to have you again.
It's great to be here, you know, backing up my homeboy.
And this is at the Scottish Rite Temple Thursday and Saturday. Now, James, you recently graduated from Harvard. You're a Santa Fe boy done good. Not that it's not all good. Where you were studying music, but also biology.
That's correct. My concentration, or my major was in biology, but I spent most of my time, or a lot of my extracurricular time, doing music there. And it's really my passion.
And that's the direction that you're going to go?
Yeah, I think ultimately I'd like to go into music. Like I said, it's my passion and I love it. And yeah.
So, in this concert, are you going to be singing songs about animals?
I will be singing a couple songs about animals. I'll be doing a song cycle by Benjamin Britten that is titled "This Way to the Tomb," and it's poetry by Ronald Duncan. And the poems, there's three songs, Evening, Morning, and Night, and they're rife with animal imagery, and I thought that was really apropos for this sort of a concert.
And also works by Schubert and Mozart, Poulenc, and others. It's a full-on concert.
That's correct. The majority of the concert will be selections from Schubert's song cycle Die Schöne Müllerin. I'll be doing the first half of that song cycle, and it's one of his most famous pieces.
Now, as a tenor, do you hope to go into opera singing or solo recital singing like what you're doing this coming week?
I mean, as a classical singer, the majority of work is in opera, but art song, which is what this concert will mainly be, it's certainly my passion. It requires a different type of artistry than opera. It's for a smaller, more intimate setting. It's more like chamber music as opposed to, you know, symphonic music. So it's a real pleasure to be able to do something like this, and it's something I definitely would like to continue doing throughout my career. But certainly opera is where, you know, where most people get their money and what, you know, what they do as professional singers.
Bridget Lindquist, as usual, the Española Humane Society is very active and always in need of support.
You know, we're always looking for diverse opportunities, particularly with the recession.
Did you just say opportunities?
I didn't emphasize it that way, but now that you mention it,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I unwittingly went down that path. It costs $102 for every animal who stays with us, and city and county pays us about $17. So we have to make up that difference year after year, and we're grateful for hardworking families like the Onsteds who don't have to take time out of a busy day to support us, and yet they do. It's a maybe to them it's a modest contribution. For us, it's a sign of quality giving that Santa Fans are so known for.
So that's on Thursday, August 20th, and Sunday, August 23rd at 7 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Temple. And you will be accompanied by Kurt Pavitt on piano.
That's right, and Kurt Pavitt is a fabulous local pianist. He works for the opera. He's a wonderful coach and just an excellent musician. I'm really honored to be performing with him. He's a good friend of mine and a teacher of mine. So.